This is our Rally Week in Review for the week of January 26th, 2009. I'm James Turner, contributing editor for O'Reilly Media, and on this edition of our Rally Week in Review, we're going to look at some of the interesting parts of the O'Reilly website you may not know about, listen to a few recordings from the O'Reilly archives, and of course we'll have the answer to last week's quiz and the new quiz for this week. All that on O'Reilly Week in Review. We'll start our tour with community.oreilly.com. You can also get to this site by going to the main O'Reilly webpage and clicking on the Community tab right underneath the O'Reilly logo. At the Community website, you'll find all of the authors' personal webpages, as well as blogs from all of our contributing bloggers. You'll also find articles and interviews by the O'Reilly editorial staff. In the forum section, you can chat with other O'Reilly readers and authors. Also under here, you can find our upcoming webcasts on the webcast link, and all of our newsletters under, yes, the newsletter link. The community section is probably one of the most active areas in the O'Reilly website, and it's a great opportunity to learn a lot about what's going on in the industry, and even contribute yourself. We're always looking for new bloggers. In last week's pod quiz, we asked you a presidential-related computer trivia question in honor of Barack Obama's inauguration. The question was, what was the first computer to be installed in the West Wing of the White House? The answer was a Hewlett-Packard 3000, which was installed in 1978 during the Carter administration. The correct answer was provided by Rhett Setfin, and he requested a copy of Security and Usability from O'Reilly as his prize. If you'd like a chance to win a book out of the O'Reilly catalog, we'll be having a new quiz coming up later in this podcast. Digging into the O'Reilly archives, O'Reilly editor Tim O'Brien talked to Craig Newmark of Craigslist this summer. We ran the interview in December. One of the things that Tim asked was how they managed to keep Craigslist running at such a high level of performance.
Part of the reason that we have been able to scale without too much pain, well, first, of course, is having people in technology who are all smarter than me. That's why I haven't touched the technology in over 8 years. But beyond that, we've always done things to avoid unnecessary work on the systems. For example, as few hits against the database as possible. In addition, we have a big collection of Linux systems, and that's always a good idea if you want to be serious. And again, we make use of all sorts of little things to make throughput more effective. For example, we compress data on the way out if we can. We've written our own caching, that kind of thing.
You can listen to the full interview of Craig Newmark by entering Craig Newmark in the search box on the O'Reilly website. It'll be the first hit you get. Another interesting place to check out on the O'Reilly website is the Conferences tab. There you'll find links to our upcoming conferences, including two big ones coming up in March. First will be the O'Reilly Emerging Technology Conference, or ETEC, March 9th in San Jose, followed by the Web 2.0 Expo, March 31st in San Francisco. Both of these conferences are known as places where you can listen to and talk to people on the cutting edge of today's technology. And of course, later this summer, OSCON, the Open Source Convention, will be occurring in San Diego. I hope to be there, and so should you. Greg Crower Hartman is a Linux kernel developer who specializes in device drivers. We talked to him last year about the surprising amount of support that there actually is in Linux for various pieces of hardware. One of the things that he pointed out is that there is, in fact, a large force of developers just waiting to help hardware manufacturers who want to port their devices to Linux. But the response, he says, has been kind of underwhelming.
So I went and asked every single hardware manufacturer, the big guys that ship the boxes, Dell, IBM, HP, what do you ship that isn't supported by Linux? And they came back with nothing. Everything's supported by Linux. So if you have a device that isn't supported by Linux that's being shipped today, let me know. To be fair, there's two major classes of devices that we did find that have limited support. One is the video camera, webcams type thing. And those are now with the latest kernel. We've done a lot of work there, and there's a lot more device support. We support almost, I think the next kernel that's going to come out supports almost everything that we know about. So those developers have gotten it together and are doing great strides. And if it doesn't work, contact them. They'll get it to work. They're doing really good on that. After that, there's wireless devices. And before, so about a year ago, wireless wasn't doing so well. We got a bunch of people working on that now, and everything is supported now. Athros now is open source drivers. Intel, everything is supported. Marvell is supported. The one holdout is Broadcom, but even they have Linux drivers, just closed source. So there is Linux support out there if you have hardware. So I really don't know of any major device out there that we don't support.
The last piece of O'Reilly I'm going to point you at this week is radar.o'reilly.com. On O'Reilly Radar, you can find some of the best minds in the high-tech industry blogging on a regular basis, including, of course, our man, Tim O'Reilly. A lot of websites can tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, but O'Reilly Radar is one of the few places where you can find out what's going to happen next year or next decade. Again, that's radar.o'reilly.com. And now it's time for this week's pod quiz, your chance to win any book in the O'Reilly catalog. The incoming Obama administration is widely perceived as being a more aggressive player on global climate change. This got us thinking about one of the first movies that used global climate change as a major plot point. To win the whole enchilada, which is any book in the O'Reilly catalog, tell us, what movie had this immortal line? Several hours ago, three helicopters went down over Scotland. They crashed because the fuel in their lines froze. If you know what movie this line came from, send the title to podquiz, P-O-D-Q-U-I-Z, at O'Reilly.com. The first person to send us the correct answer will win their choice of any book in the O'Reilly catalog if they live in the United States, or any electronic edition of our books if they live outside. Good luck. That's it for this edition of O'Reilly Week in Review. In the upcoming weeks, we're going to start to feature interviews with some of the speakers who will be attending the eTech and Web 2.0 conferences, and you'll be seeing highlights of those here. Until then, this is James Turner for O'Reilly Media.